So where is memory stored? Is it stored in the brain or is it associated with the soul? Actually, it's both. It is, to give a simple example, say if you use a computer. Now, on the computer, we have our own data. Now, suppose, now through the computer, say we have say a Gmail account. Now, in the Gmail account, there are certain of our data. If you log into Google, you have your bookmarks, your preferences, your search auto-completes. All those things are there. Now, if I go into another computer, there is some of the data which is stored in the computer. If it is not transferred, then that data will be lost. That is stored in the computer. But some of it, such as these details, they are not stored physically in the computer. I just log in with the data on another computer and that data becomes available to me. So similarly, there is some aspect of our memory that is stored in the brain. But especially those things which are very deep rooted for us, they are stored not just in the brain, but they create impressions even in the mind. And it's like our login information and things are very directly connected with us. They are stored in the mind, and that's why some aspects, they can be recollected by people even in the next life. When they go, some people have past life memories. That happens because some memories get stored in the mind. Now, actually speaking, what I explained is an imprecise explanation. The point is, all impressions are formed in the mind. But some impressions are deep-rooted, some impressions are very faint. And those impressions which are very faint, they are not recollectable very easily. So the brain is simply the biological mechanism for the body to interact, for the soul to interact through the body. And if there is brain damage, then it's like the functionality being damaged. The capacity for the function is still there. Like a person is, say, is an accountant for a company. And say the accounts of the company are wiped out. That person still has the capacity to do the accounting, but the information is gone. So like that, sometimes when the brain is damaged, the person cannot do certain functions because the tool for doing those functions is not there. But still the soul has the capacity to do those things, but the necessary biological tool is no longer there. So memory is primarily stored in both the brain as well as the mind. It's not stored in the soul. The mind is the place where the memories are stored. And especially those memories which are very deeply related with us, closely related with us, they are stored more and more in the mind. And those which are primarily related with the body and bodily reality, these patterns are stored in the brain. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah.
Regarding that subtle...